This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. There's plenty to read by and about Gloria Steinem. You can add to that a new biography. For her biography of Gloria Steinem, Carolyn Heilbrunn interviewed Steinem's friends, relatives, political allies, and Steinem herself. But despite all the research, Heilbrunn says Steinem's personality remains elusive. Book critic Maureen Corrigan agrees.
Sometimes you can tell a book by its cover, and unfortunately this is the case with Carolyn Heilbrunn's biography of Gloria Steinem, The Education of a Woman. Rather than a photograph, the book jacket features an agitprop-type illustration of Steinem's head. Think Lenin or Che Guevara. Steinem smiles with uplifted chin, her eyes fixed on that utopian future when the swimsuit competition will be voted out, the ERA voted in, and the Citadel will make the second sex required reading. As art, the Steinem head is inspirational yet flat, like a holy card. And that's pretty much the way Heilbrunn's biography reads. It's adulatory towards Steinem and discreet. Instead of illuminating the dark patches of Steinem's psyche and public life, Heilbrunn mostly lights candles before her shrine. This is a real shame because the wedding of Heilbrunn as biographer and Steinem as subject would seem to be a match made in heaven. As prominent feminists, they've both popularized feminist theory for a wide and sometimes wary audience. Heilbrunn is probably best known for her 1988 book, Writing a Woman's Life, in which she discussed the art of biography and criticized the traditional biographers of Charlotte Bronte and George Sand for failing to do justice to their subjects' unwomanly ambitions. In Steinem, Heilbrunn found precisely the kind of paradoxical, unconventional woman whose life, if told fully, could enlarge the available female scripts that still shape and often limit other women's destinies. Born into working-class East Toledo, Steinem spent most of her adolescence living in crummy, roach-infested apartments, caring for her mentally ill mother. In the early 1950s, Steinem managed to get into Smith and then launched herself as a freelance journalist in New York, where she was dubbed the world's most beautiful byline. By the late 60s, she had transformed again from a journalist to a media symbol of feminism. Throughout her life, Steinem has dated rich and powerful men. Heilbrunn even reveals a secret tryst with feminist foe Norman Mailer. But she's always refused marriage. Why Steinem evaded the marriage plot, which was the almost universal fate of women of her generation, is a mystery Heilbrunn ponders and then drops. We learn even less about the motives that drove Steinem to seek fame as a journalist and activist, or about the anger she would have to have harbored against her mother. Instead, we get commentary like, Steinem has never lost her profound belief in inherent human goodness. Well, I'm relieved, but doesn't she ever belch? Anyone who survived trashings by Betty Friedan and indirectly the Pope is tough enough to withstand a more probing, less protective biographer. Heilbrunn does some things well, like explicate the media's distorted coverage of the women's movement, but ultimately she's led too much by her admiration for her subject. It's almost as if Heilbrunn confused Steinem with Kate Fansler, the serene, swan-like protagonist of her effete academic mystery series written under the pen name Amanda Cross. But writing the story of a working-class girl from East Toledo who grew up to be Gloria Steinem requires a hard-boiled sensibility that Professor Heilbrunn can't quite muster.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Carolyn Heilbrunn's biography of Gloria Steinem.